Hello.
Morning, Mary Lou. It's Betty.
Betty, how are you?
Very good. And you?
Better. Trying to get all these projects done from the storms, and now I think I'm get to get home today and listen to the call.
very good.
Oh, I'm ready. How have you been?
We're just, we're waiting for the storms to appear here tonight.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've had so many trees down, and luckily not me hurt or anything, you know, real bad. But anyway, it's just it's a process to try to get it removed and taken care of.
Right.
But I shouldn't complain, so I'm okay.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of the storms, I'm assuming.
Has arrived.
Good morning.
Good morning, Betty.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of dashing around here to get ready to go. So I may have to go on mute so I'm not too noisy.
Okay. So, Mary Lou, did you get rain with the windstorm?
We got some. Yes, we got some rain, which we needed so desperately, and it's really helped. Really, really helped. But now then, we started in our 100-degree weather yesterday again. So.
Oh, boy.
And that just takes everything out and takes out all your moisture, you know.
Absolutely. Oh, boy.
And y'all are supposed to have bad weather tonight, you say?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Goodness.
Yeah, they're doing the, you know, go find your safe place, go to the base, and I don't know, just severe stuff, and then talking about flooding to, of course.
Has arrived.
2 to 3 inches of rain between tonight and tomorrow.
Mm. You need it, but you don't need too much.
Not all at once.
Uh-huh.
Right. Did someone else join us?
Good morning. Hi, Betty. It's Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie. How are you?
Good. I was trying to get the mute off, and I hit the speakerphone. Just waking up.
Yes, and how's your weather at this point?
Well, you know, Monday we had a beautiful day. Sunny and everything down here. We're in San Diego area. And it was a day off from the fair. It was beautiful. And then yesterday it was sunny in the morning, and then it got cloudy in the afternoon, a little chilly. But it's still in the 60s. So can't complain, really.
Right. And San Diego, you've always got a bit of a breeze, right?
Yes. And I just saw in Phoenix it's 111 today. So we're glad to be here.
Yes, that's quite a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the fair going real well, Jeannie?
Yeah,
are y'all
just
busy?
Just getting started.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We worked our third day yesterday, and so it started on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And it's also pretty good.
Has arrived.
Well, anybody else want to say good morning before we get started?
Has arrived.
That I thought was kind of interesting, and the headline is FDA is wary as more foods contain caffeine. And I guess I was oblivious of this since I don't buy processed foods. Wasn't looking for anything with caffeine in it. But it says, who needs coffee for breakfast when you pour Wired Wyatt's caffeinated maple syrup over your Wired waffles? Remember Cracker Jack? This year saw the advent of Cracker Jack Power Bites, with as much caffeine per serving as a cup of coffee. I just can't even imagine this. Americans, it turns out, are willing to gobble up caffeine in all kinds of foods, from potato chips to sunflower seeds to beef jerky, not to mention gummy bears and marshmallows. Energy-boosting foods racked up more than $1.6 billion in domestic retail sales last year, up nearly 50% from 5 years ago, according to the market research firm Euromonitor International. The trend, experts say, reflects a rush by food manufacturers to cater to consumers' increasingly phonetic lives and to cash in on the popularity and profitability of high-caffeine energy drinks. This is something that's going to continue to grow, said Roger Sullivan, founder of Wired Waffles, based in Marysville, Washington. He says, his product is popular with endurance runners, long-haul truck drivers, and sleep-deprived college students. It's definitely a market where I think a lot of large companies are figuring out how to jump.
Bonte
has arrived.
But the growing interest of big food companies might mean the party is over, at least for now. The Food and Drug Administration threw a wet blanket on the caffeine-laced food craze recently, when it asked food makers to take a time out, concerned about the potential health effects on children, as well as Americans' accumulative caffeine intake. Officials said they want to investigate whether new rules are needed to govern caffeine in food. Do you think? Holy cow. That, you know, it's frightening that people are buying into this kind of thing to begin with. That's what their demand is, for caffeine to be put in everything.
Are they putting it on the labels?
I'm not seeing anything. I would assume they have to, but
not if it's a small amount.
And maybe that's why the FDA is stepping in with it.
I caught something within the past week or so. It was the very, very, unfortunately, the very tail end of something. But apparently a mother was giving her very young child coffee in the morning to get because the kid was so laid back, for lack of a better word.
I did see that, Nancy. The child was 2 years old.
Okay. I'm glad you saw the rest of it because I missed it.
And then there was another that she was giving later on in the day, and I can't remember. She had some silly little name for it, you know, fizzy drink or some cutesy thing. But it was the same situation with more caffeine.
But the final story, and I don't remember whether it was an actual doctor or not, who said this is, I don't think he called it child abuse quite, but, I mean, children of that age, it's a drug.
Yes.
They're putting it in all these foods. Can you imagine the impact on these young children?
Exactly. That's exactly my point. I just can't believe that people are so ignorant about it, or are they knowledgeable and still choosing to do it. That's frightening.
On the other hand, caffeine is absolutely there's no reason that I can possibly think of to put it in Cracker Jacks or waffles or syrup.
Right.
What are they thinking, allowing this to happen? But, you know, that's the FDA who is protecting us.
Right, but it's still our freedom of choice, so it still goes back to education, doesn't it? I mean, what are these people thinking or not thinking?
But if you don't even know what's in there, what are you supposed to do?
Well, you're right there, if it's not listed or put on there. But it seems to me, from what this article is saying, that they're selling it once again as this energy boosting food.
That's just saying everybody's so exhausted that they're needing the extra boost. So,
well, at least they think they do.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're eating all the junk food, so no wonder they don't have any energy.
Ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
Yep, yeah. It all goes back to addiction.
Yes, it sure does.
You were talking about giving a child coffee. My mother-in-law, or my husband, said his mother used to give him coffee or with milk because he wouldn't drink his milk otherwise, so she doctored it with a little coffee to get him to drink his milk.
Yeah, but you know what? I remember that from my childhood too, and it was I really think that because I wouldn't drink my milk either, and I still don't, and I'm happy I don't. But anyway,
yeah.
As an aside, most of that was milk with a little coffee coloring in it.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not like what they're doing today with this bombardment of caffeine in everything.
Yeah.
It is a drug.
Right. But at the end of this, and they didn't, Nancy, say anything about whether it has to be on the label or not in this article. But it's the last. It says researchers have said 400 milligrams of caffeine per day, roughly 4 to 5 cups of coffee, is generally safe for adults. For adults. There's no set level for children, although the American Academy of Pediatricians has discouraged any caffeine. Oh, wait till I flip the page here a minute to see where I'm going. Any caffeine consumption for young people, citing concerns about its effects on the developing neurologic and cardiovascular systems, and the risk of physical dependency and addiction, Monty.
Right.
Oh, okay, so I missed this. It says manufacturers must include caffeine on their list of ingredients, but they are not required to detail how much is in each product.
And who amongst us reads labels?
Right. Yep. So yeah, so it's another concern and another manufactured product that is god awful.
Well, a lot of people nowadays are looking for convenience. You know, processed food is exactly where that convenience is as far as they're concerned. So when the manufacturers want you to utilize their product, they'll do anything they can do because they don't really care. They're after the almighty dollar, and when the kids, particularly children, like a particular food, it's sometimes difficult for moms to say no, even if they sometimes even know what's in it.
Well, that's true too, because you have the kids are picky about what they eat. You get to a point that you're happy they're eating anything.
Yep.
So,
and then
yeah.
A lot of them, I hope I feel this way, or I hope what I'm going to say is true, that if maybe a lot of people would better understand what you're telling us right now, that maybe they would become concerned, but they don't look for these kind of articles or whatever, so they're not getting that information.
Right, they aren't, and that's the shame of it all. And I think that if young people thought about their children and what they're feeding them at a younger point in their life and in their families' lives, that they would approach things a little differently, I would hope, and begin their kids eating decent, nutritious stuff instead of starting with the junk stuff and then having to break a habit or continue a habit just to have them eating. So it still comes back to an education and or the lack thereof. So hopefully the message is getting out a little more every day. I guess that's all we can hope for.
Well, this way you don't have to give your four-year-old a donut and a cup of coffee for breakfast. You can actually give them a waffle with some syrup, and they'll get the same benefit of the caffeine, huh?
Seriously, yes.
Well, interestingly, Marty had cut this out that I had said save from People's Pharmacy. Get dark cocoa benefits in your cup of joe. Question, I understand that no one would want to eat or drink dark cocoa. It is bitter and dry. I add about a half a teaspoon of Hershey's natural unsweetened cocoa to my half cup of coffee every morning. This is an adult, mind you. Milk and a touch of agave nectar make it even more palatable. This tastes like mocha and offers chocolate benefits without extra sugar or fat. And the Graydon's answer is cocoa flavonoids found in dark cocoa can reduce inflammation and improve the ratio of LDL to HDL cholesterol and lower blood pressure. They also make blood platelets less likely to clump together and form a blood clot, perhaps lowering the risk of heart attack. Although all these benefits have been established in studies, many health experts worry that people will overdose on candy. Your solution is a good way to get cocoa flavonoids rather than eating, because there is caffeine in chocolate.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, so interesting.
Yeah, and you know, someone, and I, you know, I don't know whether it was on this call or not, that someone had mentioned also about getting their coconut oil by putting it in their coffee in the morning.
I was putting it in my oatmeal when I was eating it.
Yeah.
I just tried coconut oil in my coffee yesterday. And it was really good. It was really good.
Did you taste the coconut oil, Jenny?
Well, the particular coconut oil I bought while I was here in California tastes like coconut. So there was a little bit of taste
to it. Yeah.
And I liked it. And I just put like maybe a, I don't know, quarter teaspoon. Or I showed a small amount and I went, oh, I'm going to try this. My next door neighbor here, who's a friend of ours, they're staying during the fair.
Linda Moore has arrived.
He puts coconut oil, and she was telling me a couple of other things in there that are really, he's been doing a research on coffee. So I have to find out a little more, and then I'll say more about that. But that's where I got the idea, or was reminded of the idea. I think I did hear it on this call, too, about trying it in coffee.
Yeah,
and I just bought cocoa powder, a really good cocoa, dark chocolate cocoa powder yesterday, too. And I thought I might put that in my coffee, so. I'm trying to doctor up my caffeine, but I don't have much. I have maybe one cup, so.
When I've been making those, remember Dr. Oz, a long time ago, had what he called a fudge recipe with just the honey, coconut oil and cocoa. It's like a teaspoon of instant coffee to that for the cocoa, for the mocha taste.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
And some chia seeds, and mix it up.
That sounds great.
I love having that in the refrigerator when I want something chocolate. I'll just pop one in my mouth.
Yeah, that takes care of any of those cravings, I think, because it is so very rich. And we don't have to worry about it being detrimental to our health, so that's a good thing.
Say that again, Nancy. What do you use for your chocolate cravings?
To make it, and he had made it originally in ice cube trays, which I tried once and wasn't real crazy about it. So I ended up buying the candy molds, which I used for a while also. Now I just dip them, I just drop them onto wax paper on a cookie sheet and freeze them. Equal parts honey, cocoa, and coconut oil.
Thank you.
And when I make it in the winter, I melt the coconut oil because it's solid.
Uh-huh.
At this time of year, if my house is warm enough, I haven't gone to liquid state yet, but it's very mushy, and I can mix it that way.
Okay, when you say equal parts, my cocoa's dry, and then the oil would be that, but still just use a teaspoon of each one or something like that?
Well, actually, I've been using the scoop from one of the body, what, I don't know if it's Body Balance or Vital Balance, one of those is what I use. And because I like to make a fair amount so I don't have to make it that often. But, you know, whether you're using a teaspoon, a tablespoon, whatever you're using, equal amounts.
Equal amounts. Okay. I'll
yeah,
do it.
Mix it together.
Coconut oil and...
Coconut what? Oil, honey, and dry cocoa. And I've
okay.
also been adding in like a teaspoon or so of dry instant coffee and chia seeds. I mix it enough so that I can see that there's actually, it gives it some extra texture. And then
wow.
I mix it all together and I made it last week for the first time in a while and it was thinner than the time before. The time before, they actually formed little clusters on the wax paper. This time they just spread out flat, which, you know, it doesn't matter as long as you keep
yeah.
them separate, how they turn out. But I just pop one in my mouth and I put them in the freezer, you know, for maybe however an hour
yeah.
or so, then take them and put them on a plate.
And then you don't have to store them back in the freezer or anything, do you?
Put them in the fridge.
Put them in the fridge. Okay. That sounds great. Thank
it
you.
It is. They are.
So they melt pretty quickly, so you have to be very aware of them sitting
you
out.
Take somebody and say, here, you know, eat these when you want them. I did take them during the winter. We were invited to somebody's house for dinner, and I did take them. I said, here, put them in the refrigerator until you're ready to serve them. You can't keep them out.
Yeah, and I, too, tried the ice cube tray, and I was not at all happy with that, so.
That was a pain. But
yeah.
I did buy the plastic candy things that they, molds that they sell, and it worked okay, but they, even with the coconut oil, they weren't coming out as easy as they thought they should. So I finally thought I'd try them on the wax paper, and it was bulky enough that it worked. Probably if I had done it the first time, it was as thin as it was this time, I would have said, you know, this is not working, but it's okay.
Right. I got a little silicone kind of, you know, that you can bake with or whatever.
Does that work better?
Yes, it could be because it can turn inside out kind of thing to pop them out.
Right.
So they're like maybe a 1-inch square or 3/4 of an inch square.
And where did you find those?
I think I got it at Joann Fabrics.
Oh, because I was at Michael's is where I got the candy molds. Oh, I wonder if I'll bet Michael's has those too.
Yeah, maybe they're in the baking section is where I think they were, not. But that's pretty close to where the candy section is as well in most of those stores.
Yeah. Oh, if you don't want to send the money, just go with wax paper.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of recipes and different things, anybody have anything else that they've had or enjoyed recently?
A no-bake chocolate almond bar recipe. That I actually made it and took it to Carrie Ann for church on Sunday. And there again, it was outside and in the heat, and they did melt slightly. But that one sounded like that other, the fudge thing. But it's got a half a cup of honey, a fourth of a cup of coconut oil, a fourth of a cup of almond butter.
And flour.
Okay.
Okay, I got the half honey, Anita, but I didn't get any further than that.
Okay. Half a cup of honey, fourth of a cup of coconut oil, a fourth cup of almond butter, fourth teaspoon sea salt, a teaspoon vanilla, teaspoon of cinnamon, and those you put in a pan and heat until they're all, you know, combined, kind of liquidy. And add a half a cup of chopped almonds, half a cup of chopped walnuts,
half a cup of dark chocolate chips, 1/4 cup of sunflower seeds, 1/4 cup of pumpkin seeds, and it calls for 1/4 cup of goji berries, which I didn't have, so I left them out, and 1 cup of rolled oats.
How much rolled oats?
A cup. Hey, you could use these for breakfast, eat these for breakfast and stuff too, so.
So you melt the
mix it all together and put it in a pan and, you know, refrigerate it so it sets up.
What kind, so do you put this in a container after you mix everything together or what?
Actually, I just put mine in, or left mine in the casserole and stuck it in the refrigerator. Probably would, you know, roll them in wax paper, or roll them in plastic wrap or something so I could keep them individually, which I haven't done. I've just got them in there and I've been munching them out of that.
So you could almost drop them on wax paper even?
Yeah, you probably could. It just makes drops instead of little squares. It says
what did you call this again? Did you call it, Onita?
It was called No-Bake Chocolate Almond Bar Recipe. And it came off of a newsletter I get from Oprah.
Run down the ingredients once more, please.
Okay. 1/2 cup honey. 1/4 cup coconut oil. 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt.
Did you miss the almond butter?
1/4 cup. Almond butter.
Okay, I don't know whether you blocked out or what. Go ahead.
Okay, 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 cup of chopped almonds, walnut,
1/2 cup of chopped walnuts, and then after that you're blocked out.
1/2 cup of dark chocolate chips, and then 1/4 cup of sunflower seeds, 1/4 cup of pumpkin seeds, and then 1/4 cup of goji berries, and 1 cup of rolled oats.
So you blend the first up through the cinnamon together and then just add the other stuff and mix it really well, and then you can do it over either bars or drop on wax paper.
Right. It just says to heat honey, oil, almond butter, sea salt, vanilla, and cinnamon in a saucepan over low heat. And then you mix all the rest of it in. And it puts it in an 8x8 pan, and it says it makes 16 little squares or bars or whatever.
I would always be more likely to drop them on a cookie sheet.
Yeah. That would work too.
Now, this sounds really good.
Yes, it does.
Ben, does this go into the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that it says refrigerate until hardened.
Okay.
And then you said by leaving them out in a warm temperature, like outside where you, where they didn't hold up terrifically well?
No, yeah. We had church in the park, so.
So they don't need to be refrigerated once they've been cut, do you think, or do you think they should?
I had them cut on a plate at church, and they were, you know, and they did get soft.
Yeah, but they weren't melting.
Well, not really. They were kind of pretty gooey.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Not melting the chocolate chips, so that helps.
Right,
yeah.
And the coconut oil.
It's really the only thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of... Did they taste salty to you? That sounds like a lot.
No, they really weren't salty.
Okay, thank you. That just sounds like a goodie.
You can only leave out a fourth teaspoon of sea salt if you, you know.
Yeah. It sounds like a nice little snack that's healthy, actually.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to take your mixer out.
Right. A good thing.
It's a really good thing.
Has left the conference.
Anybody else have anything? We're almost at that time. I do have to tell you that I tried the salad, sautéed vegetables with the whatever pasta that we can't pronounce, C-O-N-C-H-I-G-L-I-E pasta with sautéed vegetables that Char had given us, and it is absolutely wonderful, so don't hesitate to try that.
Good.
Yeah. Anything else?
Where did you find that pasta?
I didn't.
Oh. So you just used regular?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. I used one that was like, just like the shells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be attractive to look at.
Yeah.
In the midst of it. But yeah, no, the store that I went to did not have anything that, resembled that name. So I just got whatever, you know, looked good.
Thanks, that's good to know.
Yes. So anything else before we move on for our day?
Thanks for the info, Betty. That was good.
Yeah, thank you.
This raised our level of awareness more anyway.
Right. So, well, yes, like I said, I certainly was not aware of the large bombardment of caffeine foods, caffeinated foods, however you want to label it. That was a real eye-opener for me, so.
Every time I go into a store that's like primarily a big place for, you know, to pay your fuel bill when you're gassing up with your car, and it's more like a stop or something, I can't believe the items that they've got in there for people to take like that. It's unreal. I can't even, you know, it's amazing to see how many items like that with all that stuff in it is on the market for people.
That's
and they're buying.
Good
morning. Yeah, it's a hot item apparently, and even with all the negative information about what it can do to your body and your heart in particular, it just amazes me.
Unfortunately, the people who are buying it aren't reading the same thing as we are.
Well, it worries me with them being on the highway because that's what they're taking. And that's...
You're absolutely right.
We have so many accidents. And you just know it's affecting their bodies.
Yep, it's another drug.
Mm-hmm.
And people wonder why they fall asleep driving.
Yeah, well, that's the idea of them taking this in their mind is that they won't fall asleep.
Oh, they get the immediate sugar high and then the big drop-off.
Exactly.
Crash.
Yes.
Always in one.
Yes. Yes. The crash at the end is not what they're thinking about.
Yes.
Like I said, or are they thinking at all?
We've all been there.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
At least I have.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody. We'll wrap this up and say have a great day to all of you and blessings and all the good stuff coming your way and have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourselves and whatever is going on. So we'll be talking to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.